Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Another Monday, another week of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with you as always. Chris, it was a loaded week last week. Had a lot of weekend action going on. How you doing, my man?
Well, I'm feeling pretty darn good today. There's so much stuff that we have to talk about in the next 3 hours. Thank you so much, first of all, for listening to us today. Do appreciate that. A couple of high school games. We'll get into more sports about 35 after the hour. A couple of high school games that were postponed because of weather issues in the Panama City area. Milton will host PC Mosley tonight, 7:30, over at Panther Stadium. And then Pensacola High hosts BC, our Panama City Bay, the Tornadoes in town. 6 p.m. kickoff over at Skagit Stadium.
All righty. As we've already made a very clear point of saying, it's a very loaded slate on this Monday, as it typically is. Start of the week, a lot to get into. Starting with Escambia County EMS, just want to let everybody know, they're offering a $10,000 sign-on bonus for qualified applicants. Applicants must have a high school diploma or GED, along with a valid driver's license, and you have to complete a paramedic program with valid certification. You can learn more at myescambia.com.
Okay, that story is getting a lot of traction all across the area today.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good amount for a sign-in bonus, $10,000.
Right.
Not a bad deal. Debate season continuing. Yeah, big debate setting it up for tomorrow night. GOP Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, Democratic Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. Go at it. Participate in the VP debate tomorrow night beginning 8 p.m. And, of course, the debate will be heard live on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, for sure. And it's going to be a 90-minute face-off, as he said. And it will be the VP candidate's one and only debate. So they do have to make the most of it. And just so you know, there will be no audience for this either. There will be open microphones this time, though. So maybe we'll get to see some true bickering that maybe Trump and Harris didn't quite capture.
I think that's the perfect opening and scenario to lay out to you. Roll your DVRs for this event.
Right. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Sure.
Absolutely.
And of course, over the course of this weekend, we had the Seafood Festival in downtown Pensacola, keeping the downtown area extra busy over the weekend, as if we needed that. The event, of course, was headlined by more than 170 artists, over 50 food vendors, and live music each night, bringing millions of dollars to our local economy when we do this festival. And this year's was a huge success, I'd have to say.
Okay, 413 News Radio 92.3. I just wanted to update you on the disorganized area of low pressure. It's tracking across the western, southwestern Caribbean Sea today. NHC forecasters are confirming environmental conditions are favorable for development into a tropical depression, potentially organizing later this weekend. There is a 0% chance of development within the next 48 hours.
And we've also heard a lot about, motorcycle accidents. It's increased in occurrence in this area. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson addressed the increase. And, of course, he cited issues like distracted drivers, excessive speeds, what you would normally expect causing traffic accidents on the roads. And just remind everyone, be careful out there, because we haven't seen a statistic or reported on a statistic, Chris, but we've already talked about it in the past.
Oh, what haven't we talked about in the past? I want to run this down to you before you jump into the weather and traffic here in just a second. I know that's coming up for you. More than 200,000 Floridians, get this number, 86,000 in the Big Bend area alone, still without power this afternoon. Look at yourselves. Just savor the fact that you got an air conditioner blasting. You got electronics going around the house. You got, everything convenient for you. And those folks, how it feels, Sally victims. You know exactly what they're going through. So say a little good thought for them tonight when you go to bed, because those poor folks are suffering this evening.
Yeah, we've gotten some numbers as far as the death toll and everything and all the outages there, and it has. It's been miserable. Just about 4:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, but that's to be expected. Same with Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. And then maybe just a tad on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach. Outside of that, we just have our issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But as you continue westbound towards Glover Lane, we do have some backups in that area. There was an accident reported over there, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees in Pensacola. Tonight's low is going to be 72, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow should be a high of 88 and a low of 71, mostly sunny, mostly clear. So it looks like a beautiful week here early.
Not bad at all. Well, it looks like another good day, possibly, for the markets. Scott's doggone, we're looking at this thing from all across the board. Let me just tease you real quick. Dow 17 points up, ending at 42,330. Hillary Barsky is in with a Fox report.
Stocks closing higher on this last trading day for the month and quarter after Fed Chair Jerome Powell indicated that smaller interest rates were on the horizon. Powell saying during a conference in Nashville today that the central bank would continue to reduce interest rates and suggested that officials didn't currently see a reason to lower them as aggressively as they did at their most recent meeting. The major averages did notch monthly and quarterly gains. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors closing higher, with tech and healthcare among the best performers. In the meantime, in China, markets surged following the latest announcements of stimulus for the world's second largest economy. The Dow winners, Apple, Home Depot, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, home buyers, maybe home sellers. I know you're watching those mortgage numbers pretty closely. Got them for you today. Mortgage Daily News reporting 30-year rate steady, 6.20%. Borrowing cost on that 15-year fixed-rate mortgage also lower, 5.57%.
And the man accused in the assassination attempt on former President Trump on a Florida golf course has pleaded not guilty. No surprise there. Ryan Ruth appeared in a Florida federal court Monday to be arraigned on charges, including attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate. Of course, he was arrested earlier this month when Secret Service spotted him hiding in the bushes with a rifle at Trump's golf club in West Palm Beach. He wasn't able to fire any shots, luckily, but he was able to flee the scene, only to be later apprehended, and he will remain in jail while he awaits trial.
Okay, I know you've been mentioning this even since we've been coming on the air here about tomorrow's event, the big debate. Could be the final debate of the 2024 election season, with the vice presidential candidate set to face off at NYC. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has a preview this afternoon.
Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance and Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz had spent plenty of time going after each other over the summer, but on the campaign trail, each has now been focusing on the other's potential boss, too. Vance said this last week in Traverse City, Michigan.
Kamala Harris is why we have sky-high inflation. Kamala Harris is why you can't afford groceries or housing.
Walz has pointed to Harris's middle-class background multiple times, and even her brief stint working at McDonald's.
Can you picture Donald Trump working the McFlurry machine? Oh, he knows us. He knows us.
The two men will debate at CBS Studios in New York Tuesday night, starting at 9. Former President Trump has said he will not debate Vice President Harris a second time. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All righty. Well, that's the thing. I mean,
I don't know how to work a McFlurry machine.
Well, yeah, I don't either. But then again, we haven't worked at McDonald's, or at least I haven't. But no, what I was going to say was there's going to be so little to go off of here. You know, whether it be because of Harris not talking to the media, them taking jabs at each other too much instead of actually getting political substance, and just how little election debates there are going to be.
Okay, while we're rapping here about voting, elections, things like that, let's put things in perspective this afternoon, shall we?
Alrighty.
Okay, early voting in the 2024 general election isn't that far away. We can agree on that.
Yes.
26 days and counting, October 26th through November 2nd in Escambia County. 21 days, October 21st through November 2nd in Santa Rosa, to cast that ballot at an early voting site. Got to have that photo ID and provide a legal signature. Not many days away, 26 and counting.
Yeah, no, that's true. Keep track of that, people. All right, it's creeping up on us faster than we already expected.
No, there'll be a test at 5:20.
There's that too. Yes, and if I fail it, then the rest of us are really up the creek. All righty, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've touched on the port strike and the toll they could take on the economy. Well, apparently, we've got some port workers from the state of Florida that may be taking in on that, playing a bit of a role in that developing. So we got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the massive flood and water-related damage in North Carolina and eastern Tennessee. It's unbelievable. We also talked with Representative Michelle Salzman about what she saw in the Big Bend area as she is going back again this week, and her proposal to put driver's ed back in schools, a very important proposal for basic safety training for a lot of these kids. You can catch all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was playing man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9. At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10. Swan Capital at 1. Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
To Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get things started with another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections, Registration deadline for the November 5th general election is October 7th. New registrations need completion and received or postmarked by this date. VoteSantaRosa.gov. That's where you can go for that.
All right. I was checking out the kind of the five-day forecast looking towards the weekend here. Looking pretty darn nice around here.
Yeah.
Which brings a smile to my face because Saturday, the East Hill Neighborhood Association is presenting the Free Bands on the Bayou concert series featuring the Bay Bridge Band. This is always really a favorite. It's over there in East Hill, 18th and Lloyd, if you want to kind of put your pin on that. Curtain rises at 6:30 at the new Bayview Community Center. Boat access, by the way, is available. And if you'd like some more information about this event, bandsonthebayou.com coming up. This Saturday should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, what got Chris talking about that, of course, was the good weather, and I can attest we do have some good weather right now. It's 84 degrees, low of 72 tonight, and later this week it should be pretty good looking. Highs in the high 80s, lows in the low 70s, partly cloudy, mostly sunny skies. As for the roads here, not too much going on. We did have an accident report on Highway 90 if you were traveling westbound towards Glover Lane, causing some backups in that area. Outside of that, it's just a few of the major spots, not much holding you up for too long. Also, wanted to give a warning, well, not really a warning, but a notification. Warning sounds a bit too sinister. We do have a pair of tickets that we're giving away to the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra. We're giving those away at 5:30, by the way. Then warning sounded a little...
I've never heard we're warning you.
Yeah, just...
It's a big warning.
It's not a threat. It's a promise. We're giving away a pair of Pensacola Symphony Orchestra tickets, once again, at 5:30. So I'll think of a question or I'll think of a word that you can text in to Windows in about an hour.
Okay. I want to throw this in here. One southwestern border state could, again... proved to be pretty decisive in the presidential election. Fox is really all over this one. They have a series called Potpourri, and this is the way it sounds.
This is Potpourri with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
In 2020, Joe Biden won Arizona by fewer than 11,000 votes. Our latest Fox News Battleground survey shows it is tight again this year. At least the presidential race will be. In the Arizona Senate contest, Democrat Ruben Gallego tops Republican Kerry Lake by over 10 percentage points. Part of his wide lead comes from more than 6 in 10 independents backing him, as well as nearly 2 in 10 Republicans. It is much closer in the presidential race. Donald Trump is ahead of Kamala Harris by just a couple points. What explains the difference between the two races is ticket splitters. Our survey shows there are 15% of voters supporting Gallego for Senate and splitting their ticket by also backing Trump for president. Independents and even some Republicans are two of the groups most likely to split their tickets between Trump and Gallego. There are 4 new battleground surveys available on our website, foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Potpourri.
All righty. Very well.
Now you know.
Yes.
Now you know.
And, of course, we were talking about this before the break, just the details with the port strike and everything. Hundreds of workers at one of the country's busiest ports preparing to go on strike as soon as tomorrow. Negotiations underway between Port Miami Management and the International Longshoremen's Association. The union is fighting for higher pay and stronger protection against an automation workforce. South Florida Union President Eugene Dixon says employees are ready to go on strike if an agreement is not reached by the end of the day.
Okay, let me bring the snapshot in closer. I've been following this story, and yeah, the major ports, New Jersey, the Los Angeles ports, the Miami ports, those type of ports and all are affected. Even the Mobile port is affected. Pensacola port is not affected at all. So
there's something.
So, well, that's what I'm saying. This is not going to affect us, but I will tell you this. It's because of our lack of container operations over there in the port, the advanced container ships and things like that that can't come into the port of Pensacola.
Right.
So we're not a major player in this whole snapshot, but it will be devastating if they have that many people walk out. Watch the aisles in the grocery store. Watch the things start to disappear. You're going to see really what moves America, trucking and shipping. There you go, folks. And that could be something we have to watch very closely.
For sure. Here nationally, we've been touching a lot on New York City Mayor, rather, Eric Adams. He's hinting that he's got a story to tell. He spoke at community churches over the weekend and insists that he's focused on his job and also said he's writing a book. He said people will be amazed by what his life has been for 2 years and 10 months. Last week, he pleaded not guilty to bribery and wire fraud charges, and he continues to resist calls to resign. He's due back in court on Wednesday.
We're going to come, let me see here, about 15 minutes right now or so. I'm going to... pass on some sad news to you. A major country superstar has died.
Yes.
Also a Rhodes Scholar. Chris Christopherson passed away. And we'll be talking about coming up in 15 minutes. And also coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we'll take a look for the at NFL information. Yes, we do have a couple of games being played this evening. We even have a couple of high school games we'll talk about. It's all coming up, and we will have that for you live in 10 to 15 minutes, just a few minutes right now. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, Pensacola right now. Have a great afternoon.
News, I'm Tom Graham. More than 120 are dead after Hurricane Helene tore across the southeast. Many mountain communities in North Carolina need of food, water, and other supplies. Governor Roy Cooper.
We did an aerial overview to see the damage here in western North Carolina, and it is extensive and devastating.
President Biden plans to visit hard-hit communities this week. Israeli's military launching small ground raids against Hezbollah militants following intensified strikes in Lebanon.
Israel has called up two brigades of reservists. The elite paratroopers of the 98th Brigade have been called up from Gaza and moved to the northern border. And we know that the Israeli army just a short time ago announced at the very tip of the country, the area above Kiryat Shemona has been declared a closed military zone.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Israel, America. Is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell saying today the recent half percentage point interest rate cut should not be interpreted as a sign that future moves will be as aggressive. During a speech in Nashville today, Powell says they will seek balance in bringing down inflation by supporting the U.S. labor market. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher. The Dow gained 17. The S&P 500 grew by 24, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 69 points. With a potential strike at Gulf and East Coast ports looming ahead of a midnight deadline, cargo is being moved around quickly to sneak last shipments in before port workers potentially strike. According to CNBC, it takes at least 1 week to clear out 1 day of a port closure. Ford Motor is now aiming to boost sales of its EVs by addressing potential customer concerns through a new program. The Ford Power Promise launches tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Giants last night to kick off week four of the NFL season, but Dallas didn't look all that impressive, as they only beat Big Blue by 5 points. The Cowboys aren't a bad team, but I wouldn't call them a good team either. So as the kids would say, the Cowboys are just mid, and I expect them to just miss the playoffs this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. 1-800-244-5506. Seattle-Detroit tonight's going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and the total. Seattle-Detroit confirmed analysis and special props. That's five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now to hear a free and recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want information? I've got it. Seattle-Detroit plus special prop action. I love to go 5-0 over the season free. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group. Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, she's kind and pretty. Drives a big car too, and when I hold her in my arms, I never know what to do. She's got everything she
That song's
needs,
called Save It for a Rainy Day, but I'm very happy to say it's not a rainy day.
And here comes that post on that song right there, boy. Pow! Where you hit that post right there.
All right, you're listening to Pensacola right now.
Great song, by the way.
Oh, no, it is a good one.
I wish you could have let it play.
But yeah, we did. We just become a 70s soft rock.
Hey,
stage.
Play that disc jockey.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 4:35 here. Yes. So it's good that I used a song with the weather, because looking at the weather here, it's actually pretty nice. 84 degrees, low of 72, and it's looking like it's going to be a pretty decent week throughout your Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs in the high 80s, lows in the low 70s. And as for the roads, just got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox, and maybe a little bit on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. The only spot where we had issues that weren't normal was Highway 90. If you were traveling westbound towards Glover Lane, you had an accident there. However, just about all that congestion has cleared up.
Okay, so we have the NFL behind us. That was an interesting matchup, but let's remind everybody, a couple of games. They're doing that doubleheader thing tonight.
Yeah,
on the NFL side. So, oh, and by the way, let you know that Amazon is working. Prime is working fine for me.
Really?
I don't know if Harry got in there or not. My son Harry is pretty intelligent. He can kind of fix these electronic things.
He's crafty. He can.
Yes, he is. Speaking of NFL, I just wanted to bring this up for the second week in a row. NFL fans get a double hitter on tonight's Monday Night Football. Fox's Joe Morgan has more of a preview.
The NFL is saying, let's play two in back-to-back weeks. At 7:30 Eastern, the winless Titans are in Miami to face the 1-2 Dolphins. Dolphins backup quarterback Skylar Thompson suffered a rib injury against the Seahawks in Week 3 as he filled in for Tua Tagovailoa, who was sidelined for several weeks with a concussion. In the second game, it's a matchup between two of the better teams in the NFC. The 2-1 Lions welcome the undefeated Seahawks to Detroit with kickoff scheduled for 8:15 Eastern. The Lions have lost to Seattle in each of the last three seasons. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Any surprises over the weekend NFL?
My Steelers lost. Wasn't thrilled about that, but our offense looked good in it. The Jags are 0-4, correct?
Isn't that sad?
And the
that
Browns are
just sad.
The Browns are 1-3. I found that funny.
Well, it's about time they got awake and put in Jameis Winston.
Did they?
No, they didn't do. That's why I lost.
You're just saying, let's start.
That's gotcha. What I lost.
I will say, this is just talk about doubleheader action today in sports. Braves and Mets, they are in their second game of their doubleheader. If the Braves win just one of the games, they are in the postseason. However, they blew the first one. They lost to the Mets 8-7. Right now, at the end of the third inning, the Braves are up 1-0. So all they have to do is win this game. If they win, they're in. If they don't, the D-backs go in instead.
That's not an easy thing to do.
No, no, it's not. Now, I think what the Braves need to hope for now is that the Mets kind of ease up, because with the Mets winning the first game, they punched their ticket in. So I think the Braves just, maybe the Mets will ease up, because unless they're fighting for seeding that I'm not aware of.
All right, let's talk about the high school football games tonight. Got a couple of them for you because of threat of Hurricane Helene last Thursday. So these games were originally scheduled to be played against these Panama City teams.
Right.
We just did not know if we could access the teams to get them over here and get them back home safely enough. So they delayed it till tonight. Long way around. Milton hosting Panama City Mosley, 7:30 kickoff over at Panther Stadium. Then Pensacola High School will host Panama City Bay tonight, 6 o'clock over at Scoggins Stadium.
I think Pensacola can give a good fight. Milton, man, they're 0-5, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, going to Mosley, or Mosley coming to them.
Yeah, Mosley is here.
Well, yeah, okay, so Milton's got that advantage, but outside of that, I think that's about it.
And Milton over there. Okay, let me just tell you about Friday's games. I mean, maybe you missed them, maybe you're busy out doing it, and your favorite team. What happened to those guys on Friday? Well, here we go. It was a Scambia over Booker T. Washington, 48-14. Navarre, This was the game, and you guys did this game, didn't you?
Yeah, this was our game of the week on ESPN Pensacola.
Okay, Navarre over Tate, 30-27.
Wow, what an upset.
Yeah, it really was. Pensacola Catholic over Freeport, not an upset here, 53-26. Gosh. Pine Forest had that bye week. Niceville over Gulf Breeze. The Breeze has a problem. 41-7. Breeze now 1-4 on the season.
Wow.
Niceville at Gulf Breeze. We just said that would Pace at Crestview. They scored a lot of points in this game, 56-28.
Yeah, and that was supposed to be a trap game for the Pace Patriots, I thought.
Okay. And Northview. Scambia County, Alabama beat up on the Chiefs.
Really?
14-0.
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
And you know what I got to tell you? I used to always enjoy being in the Northview homecoming parade.
Really?
They're going to do this, by the way, this coming Friday, I believe it is. Yeah, it is coming Friday. Used to love riding in this parade. Mm. We'd take the little water buggy from ECUA and pull it down the roads over there. Northview has the most community spirit I have ever seen in my life. I mean, we are going down these rural roads, okay?
Right.
People are coming from everywhere, lining these roads up just to see the participants, the
right.
team members, the cheerleaders, the band. I mean, you name it. It doesn't get more Americana panorama than that.
Also want to say we have a texter dropping in here talking about the Milton Mosley game tonight. Apparently, according to this texter here at least, it's also Milton's homecoming game as well.
Oh, cool.
If that's so,
that's great.
Then yes, that does help Milton out. They're going to be bringing all the emotional, pulling no emotional punches tonight.
Bringing the parents into the field.
Yes. Alrighty. And also just wanted to touch on this. NBA legend Dikembe Mutombo passing away at the age of 58.
What happened?
Brain cancer. And it was a few years back, I think he did have a brain tumor that he was receiving treatment for. So it's just, yeah, very unfortunate circumstances there. One of the greatest defensive talents that the NBA has ever seen.
And we need to talk about UWF suffering a massive loss Saturday against undefeated Grand Valley State in Michigan, 31-7. You warned us. You told us this was a good ball team.
I knew they were going to be tough, right.
I mean, so I wasn't surprised. Maybe surprised maybe at the score, the vast difference in the score. But you were right on target with this one. Argos face Mississippi College this weekend on Penn Air Field. Kickoff goes at 4 Saturday live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola 99.1 FM and 1330 AM.
Mississippi College, they have greatly struggled. They are 0-4 this season. They have not had a winning season in over a decade, I believe. So West Florida, they should have that one. We're not going to talk much about it, though. Don't want to jinx anything, but
okay,
just an observation.
Another game that you were right on target, and unfortunately you were right on target with this one. Saturday, another bad loss for the Noles. SMU all over FSU, 42-16 in Dallas. FSU takes on Clemson Saturday. No way.
No chance.
I can't see it.
We're giving away tickets this week.
Yes, we are.
So if you...
Hey, Dole Campbell's a fun place to go to.
Well, and that's the thing. You always have to consider that there is the chance for an upset.
Look,
it's a rivalry.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's a rivalry in Tallahassee. Come on.
Let me just jump in here, tell you something real quickly here. I'm going to go take you to Pensacola International this afternoon. There's a flight coming up out of Denver today. It's a Frontier flight, 3930, scheduled touchdown at 654. If you're picking somebody up on that flight, hold off for about 45 minutes to an hour. That flight's going to get in about an hour late on that side. Another flight of concern coming out of Washington Reagan. It's an American flight, 5544. Wheels down, scheduled 901. Now closer to 10 o'clock. So if you have to pick somebody up, you don't have to get there right. It gives you a bit of a handle to work in those parking fees out there at Pensacola International.
4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads outside of the usual big hitters. Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees with a low of 72 tonight. And Tuesday and Wednesday, as we get further into this week, should be beautiful. Highs in the high 80s, lows into low 70s.
You know, you need to start thinking about this tomorrow night. Bands on the beach.
Yes.
Oh, it is going to be spectacular out
especially
there.
If you've got an increased draft being there right on the water. Yeah, that should be a good vibe.
That'll be the one to really take in, because just the weather's perfect for that thing.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, you know who's playing? Blind Mullet's band. So curtain rises at the – did you notice I was stalling there?
I noticed you were flipping through paper.
I was trying to get to the right page number here, and it was like the Blind Mullet's band. Curtain rises, 7 o'clock, Casino Beach Pavilion stage. Bring along the blankets, beach chairs, leave the glass and pets at home. And I've been saying that probably – when did this start? Back in April? Something like that.
Yeah, for however long you've been here, we've been saying
however
that.
Long that event's been going on, I'm telling you, I always warn, don't bring the pets in the glass.
Yeah, and people, I've been down there before, sometimes people still don't listen.
Okay, 447, News Radio 92.3, country music superstar, A-lister in Hollywood, Rhodes Scholar has died, and Fox has the story this afternoon. Loving
her was easier. Kris Kristofferson passed away peacefully in his home in Maui, Hawaii, according to his family. The country music legend was part of the supergroup The Highwaymen with Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, and Johnny Cash, and helped revolutionize the outlaw country music genre in the 80s. In addition to his music career, he also starred in blockbuster movies such as The Blade Trilogy, as well as Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, and also earned a Golden Globe Award for Best Actor for his role in A Star Is Born. Kristofferson is survived by his wife, Lisa, and their 8 children. He was 88 years old. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Ah, what a legend.
Yeah, the Willie Nelson, last one of the supergroup left. I was thinking about him, like, he was part of the Highwaymen, right? And then I thought of, like, Merle Haggard, and he wasn't part of them officially, but he's dead, too.
Listen, I saw a picture of him earlier today, once I realized that Kris Kristofferson had passed.
Right.
And we looked at some of the pictures, like, how young Willie Nelson looked.
Yeah.
That's Willie Nelson?
If you look at old school Willie Nelson, staggering.
I have seen a picture of, Willie's with his long braided hair.
Right.
But in the late 50s, Willie was a right straight country artist. I mean, just, greased up hair. I mean, and there's a picture of him on his album with this plaid pair of pants he had on and this obnoxious shirt, and he was putting on the golf course. The ironic thing about that is,
what's up?
Willie loves to play golf. Mm. So he was kind of a forerunner in terms of his affection for the game.
All righty, 4:48 here. We'll get a quick check of the Wall Street numbers.
Did you follow that?
Yes.
Okay.
Plaid pants, golfing, and
classic Willie.
Yeah, and Willie Nelson looking quite different than he looks now.
Sum that up.
Wall Street closing slightly higher to cap a positive month and quarter. Stocks finished in the green after initially falling as Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell signaled less aggressive rate cuts ahead. Powell expressed confidence in the economy in a speech Monday, but suggested the Fed is not in a hurry to cut rates quickly. And at the closing bell, the Dow gained 17 points to 42,330. S&P 500 added 24 points to 5,762. And the NASDAQ rose 69 points to 18,189.
Something very interesting in terms of the space programs, the SpaceX program, more problems. Get this. They just can't seem to get this thing together here. More problems for the agency. They've grounded its Falcon 9 rockets after it suffered a malfunction during a recent launch from the Cape on Saturday. After sending the Crew Dragon into orbit, SpaceX said the Falcon 9 second stage encountered an issue while coming back to Earth. The Falcon 9 second stage experienced an aft off normal, deorbital burn. Didn't make that up. SpaceX will resume launching after a better understanding of the root cause. Next Falcon 9 launch was scheduled on Sunday. However, that mission has totally been scrubbed. So, make a long story short, you got these two astronauts that were going on a three-day cruise like Gilligan's Island.
Right.
Okay, there they were on a three-hour cruise. So we're pulling 6 months into this thing or so. They're still stuck up there.
Right.
So the two astronauts stuck at the International Space Station, now just a bit closer to coming home.
A relief crew docking at the International Space Station Sunday aboard Elon Musk's SpaceX Dragon.
Freedom SpaceX on the Big Loop, soft capture confirmed.
The SpaceX capsule docking in darkness 265 miles above the Earth with a downsized crew of two astronauts and two empty seats reserved for Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, who've been stuck at the ISS since NASA scrapped a Boeing Starliner mission this summer over safety concerns, prompting Musk's rescue mission. The astronauts are set to return to Earth early next year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
You think you'll ever go back up again?
If I were one of them, I would not. But it's funny that you mentioned the space thing, because when we return from break, we've got the Earth getting a temporary new companion.
No,
how about that? Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Bands on the Beach in October means the season is starting to wind down. Every Tuesday night at 7, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, you've been able to enjoy great live music on Pensacola Beach. This week, the Blind Mullets take the stage. They're from Perdido Key, and they play everything from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Lenny Kravitz. It's Bands on the Beach tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:54 here. We'll get that story that I was hinting at before we went to break, before we get traffic and weather together. The Earth getting a temporary new companion. Researchers call it a mini moon, and it will be hanging around for nearly 2 months before heading back out on its journey into the solar system. It's really an asteroid, roughly the size of a city bus, and it's a very dim object, pretty much ruling out the chances of spotting it with the naked eye. However, a visit to an observatory with public access should get you a view.
Okay, here's the deal. 5:25, did you say we're giving some tickets away, right?
Yes.
And it's for the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra, right?
Yes.
Okay, they're in their 99th season. I just wanted to make sure everybody is on the same page here. They get that underway Saturday, 7:30 at the Sanger, featuring music from Romeo and Juliet and Leonard Bernstein's Symphonic Dances from the West Side Story. Now, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
West Side Story is a classic. Need some more information about it? Ring them up, 850-595-3880. Tickets coming up. 30 minutes right now.
Yes.
Half an hour for right now.
Yep. Just before the Fox News break.
What's the question going to be?
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be a question. I don't know if it's going to be a word. I don't know what it's going to be. I got to think about it. All righty, 455 here. That last quick check of the roads and weather isn't going to have too much attached to it. Maybe some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, it's just some of the more usual spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 84 degrees with a low of 72 tonight. Tuesday and Wednesday slated to be a pair of beautiful days, highs in the high 80s and lows in the low 70s.
You know you're going to start getting texts here in just a second with people saying, okay, what's the question? Let's remind everybody, you don't call in, too. It's a text thing.
Yes, whenever I do ask a question or ask for the word yes, text in. It will never be a call thing. Not when I'm doing it.
Because the lines light up. They just go, for the phone call.
Well, and that's the thing. If multiple people call in at once, yeah. I don't want to mess something up and reject your call by accident.
Okay.
It's easier for me to just have the writing.
All right. Celebrity Royal is speaking out about social media's effects on kids. Fox's Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. Britain's Prince Harry is calling on tech companies to do more to protect young people from the harmful effects of social media. The 42-year-old father of two taking the stage at the Clinton Global Initiative annual meeting in New York this week, discussing the launch of the Archwell Foundation Parents Network. It's an initiative supporting parents whose children have suffered or died due to online harms.
The beautiful faces you see before you, their smiles, their dreams, all lost. All too soon, and all because of social media. It's why we launched the Parents Network.
The Clinton Global Initiative meeting happened on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. The theme of this year's gathering of political, business, and philanthropic leaders was, what's working? For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
There's some good stuff for you. Might want to consider that.
Yeah, and here's something else good for you, actually. Well, depending on who you are and what your interests are. Chris, are you, I'm just going to ask you, and it's a controversial question, but I'll ask anyway.
Go for it.
Do you believe in aliens?
Absolutely.
I do, too. I think logically.
Do I live in Gulf Breeze? is that the UFO capital of the world?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because it says, if you're looking for a potential out-of-this-world experience, the online gambling company BetUS crunched the numbers from the National UFO Reporting Center to come up with a list of cities where you have the best odds of possibly spotting an unidentified flying object.
And Gulf Breeze won it all.
I don't know where Gulf Breeze ranks, but I know Phoenix, Arizona ranks first, followed by New York City,
woo-wee.
And in at number three is Las Vegas, notably not far from the famous Area 51. Portland, Oregon, and Tucson, Arizona round out the top five.
See, they're all in the wrong place.
Right.
It's right here.
Yeah. You need to be in Gulf Breeze.
On Highway 98, six in the afternoon.
Yeah. And some of these are really weird. Like, it's one thing to be in Arizona or Las Vegas, Nevada, but then Portland, Oregon, and New York City. That's kind of random.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just saying, a long time ago, Gulf Breeze was known as the UFO capital of the world.
I think I know what you're talking about as well.
Sure, and I stand by that.
Did you ever see anything?
Not in Gulf Breeze, but I have in other places.
You're like in Denver. I saw some weird stuff.
Okay. You know what?
You're like, I don't want to talk about it.
I did, too. I was told I saw some pretty weird stuff.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, seeing something different and being told you're seeing something different could not differ.
Let me tell you. Let me just put this into your head, okay? A lot of excitement in Parrothead Land. Pre-sales of the new Jimmy Buffett license plate gets underway tomorrow. Mm. How long have I been talking about this one?
A long time.
Okay, it's I don't know if you've seen the plate or not, but it's got Florida on it, then Margaritaville, a beach chair, a cruise liner in the background, water, beautiful colors, typical Jimmy Buffett stuff. Anyway, fees from the sale of that plate will be distributed to Singing for Change. That's an organization founded by Jimmy in 1995. to provide grants in communities impacted by natural or man-made disasters. Also tomorrow, figured it out, A1A, the highway running from the east coast of Florida down from like Jacksonville down to Miami. It becomes official Jimmy Buffett Highway tomorrow.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.